Hey, Professor. I knew it. I knew you would be here. Did you really think anyone was going to show up? Yeah, but it's a study session. Yeah, I know the final is next week, but, Professor, you're a very, very good teacher. But no one is going to come to a Friday night study session. I don't care how bad they need to pass this final. You must have known So you were feeling spiteful, and you wanted to plan a study session on a Friday night on the big spring weekend? Yeah. You know, Cab is putting on a concert tonight, right? And the Greeks, well, it's gonna be a crazy night. Like, a really crazy night. I can't believe you thought anyone would start off spring weekend with a study session. What am I doing here? Well, I figured you would be here. And maybe I could talk you into coming out to the concert with me. Come on. I know you're a new professor here. I know you don't have anything else going on tonight. Okay, so I don't know that, but it's a damn good guess. Why else would you schedule a study session for a Friday night? Obviously, you don't have a date. So, why don't you come to the concert with me? Yeah? You don't like that band, huh? Come on. Are you saying you don't wanna lay out on that big grassy field past the library? Listen to some music? Lay on a blanket with me? Hey, your mouth says no and your eyes are saying yes. It's gonna be dark, no one will see anything. Besides, we're just gonna go listen to some music, right? Or did you have something else in mind, Professor? I think you're blushing now. Well, we could stay out on the very edge of the field. No one would see us there. Actually, no one could see us here either. I bet if we crack that window, I mean, the library is just around the corner, we'd probably be able to hear the music from here. Come on. Come on, I'm not gonna take you to the concert, I promise. I've got a great idea. I've got the best idea. How well do you know the campus? Listen, I know you don't know the campus as well as I do. I've been here longer than you have. And there's a couple of secrets that you should know. Especially about this building. If you take the elevator up to the fourth floor, and then you go down the hall, there's actually a small staircase that leads out to the roof. I think that would be a pretty great place to put down a blanket. Listen to the concert. Don't tell me you don't want to. I know you want to. Yeah, Christopher showed it to me. Yeah, that Christopher, the one in our class. Well, he wanted to fuck, but I just wanted to check out the view and remember exactly how to get up there so that maybe I could take someone that I really wanted to hang out with up there. Professor, it's almost 9:30 on a Friday night. You really think there's anybody else in this whole building? Everyone that's left on campus is over on the other side of the library, getting drunk, feeling each other up in the dark, and listening to some good music. Don't you think we should do that? Please, Professor. I don't give a shit about my grade in this class. I've gotten... You can't threaten me with that. I've gotten perfect grades this semester. I'm a damn good writer, and you know that. This is not what this is about. This is about you, me, and the roof. I'm gonna go get in the elevator, and if you're not there in 3 minutes, I'm just gonna go up to the roof by myself. I'm gonna lay out this blanket, and I'm gonna strip, and I'm gonna be naked and wet, touching myself, waiting for you. And if you don't come, well, I still will.